Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, right at the beginning, Amar Lebaya, first line from the top. Amar Lebaya Rav Yosef, Hai Kuva Da'ara, bread that was made by putting it, inserting it in a hole in the ground. Mai Mivarchin Alai, what's the bracha that we make on it? Amar Le Misar V'Namu, do you think that this is really considered bread? Guvla Ba'almahu, it's just dough. It's just batter, it's just dough, and it's dough that now is in a edible form, in a form of a hardened and is baked, but it's really considered dough. And therefore, it's not really considered bread. We don't make hametz, it's not really considered lechem, we make him a zainus. Marzutra kavasud also of it. Marzutra ate a large quantity of it, and he made his meal. This was the basis of his meal. So even though essentially it's not bread, but it is mezainis that he now made his meal with, and therefore baruch alam mitzalech min haaretz, which all his brachas, and therefore the bracha rishonah that he made was a maitzi, and the bracha achrona was benching, and this is the source of the halacha that we have, that if a person is kaveh, is sudan, mezainis, on cake and those types of different types of mezainis, if he's kaveya suda and he eats a large enough quantity, then he actually makes a maitzi and he benches. It's therefore could be considered bread, and he can be yotze his chiyov of eating matzah on Pesach with, of course, when it's matzah, it's not chametz. But if it's made in this manner, he could be yotze his chiyav, the mitzvah of eating matzah. Some rishonim speak out, however, it is only if he eats this type of a large quantity where he's kaveya suda. Only then can it be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. Why is that? Because my time, a lechemayni karina bay, it's called lechemayni. It's called the lechem of a poor person. If you have honey from dates, you make a shahakol. The issue over here is that fruit juices, juice from different fruit, if it's not from grapes and from azayas, is it considered the fruit itself, or it's just considered the liquid that is from the fruit? It's a liquid extract of the fruit, but it's not considered the fruit itself. So Rav Ashi said, you make a shahakol. It's not considered the fruit. You only make a shahakol. My time is zayim v'balmahu. It's literally the sweat of the fruit. It's just a liquid. It's moisture from the fruit, but it's not considered the fruit itself. Kiman, who is this going like a high tana, like the following tana, disnan, dvash tamorim, the honey from dates, v'yayin tapuchim, or apple cider, v'chaymetz funiyos, or vinegar from unripe grapes, ushar me peris, and other fruit juice, shal truma, if it's from truma, and if a person eats, a czar eats truma, he has to pay compensation, karen, the principal amount, and chaymish, and add on a fifth. However, if he eats this or drinks these things, items that where the fruit is truma, but he drinks the juice of it, Rabbi Elazar mechayv keren v'chaimish. Rabbi Elazar says he is chayv keren v'chaimish. It's considered like drinking or eating the fruit. Rabbi Yeshua poter, and Rabbi Yeshua says it's poter because it's not considered the fruit itself. So this halach legabe brachas that we say a shahakol, we don't consider the fruit itself, must be going like Rabbi Yeshua. What is the halacha legabe trima? He didn't know what he meant. What does he mean by trima? Yosef Ravina Kami the Rav Amalei de Shumsha comrade. Is it referring to sesame seeds, or the kurtama, or saffron comrade, or the purzuni comrade, or is he referring to the dates, to the grape seeds? So which if it is he referring to? So in the meantime, when he probed him and he questioned him on the various types, then he reminded himself what we're referring to. So now I reminded myself that what we're talking about is when it's crushed, when these items are crushed. And you reminded me of how the Omravasi, hi Tamri Shal Truma, that the dates of Truma, Mutalasus Mem Trima, it's mutter to crush them and make them into truma. It's also to be ma'abed, to destroy the fruit of truma. But crushing them is not considered destroying them. So it's mutter to crush the dates of truma. But v'atzulas mem shecher, but you cannot make them into beer, because that's considered to have destroyed the fruit. Now, even though it's not destruction in the sense of it's going to waste, it's being processed into beer, but the fruit itself is not considered intact. So something which was a fruit of truma is now being destroyed, so to speak. It no longer exists. It's being processed into a different form, and that you're not allowed to do. But you see, al kolpanim, that crushing it, simply crushing it, does not make it lose its identity. And therefore, for truma, it's mutter. And therefore, v'hilchasa tamri v'abdina truma b'vareichan alei b'vorei priyais. And therefore, since it does not lose its identity, since it does not lose its identity, the similar, the bracha is intact. It retains the same bracha you make a b'vorei priyais. My time will be misayu kaim kin mikara. It hasn't changed. It remains intact. And therefore, just like with a fruit before crushing is a eitz, after crushing it's also eitz. Shisisa, what is the bracha that you make on shisisa? What bracha do you make on shisisa, which Rashi says is a machal that's made out of wheat or barley, and you mix it together with the wheat seeds or barley seeds are dried in the oven, and when it's still moist, and it's mixed together with oil or sometimes with honey. It's mixed together with other ingredients, different shitas in the Rishonim, what it's mixed with. So she's a Rav Amar Shahak only a bitvor. You only make a Shahak, Shmuel Amar, Barimi Minazinus. You make a Mazinus on it. Amar of Chesed Velei Plig, it's not a Machlekes, Haba 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 Raka. It depends if it's a thick consistency or it's very liquid, it's a thin consistency. Ava, if it's made in a thick consistency, Lachila Avdala, it's made to be eaten, and therefore it's a Machel, and you make a Mazinus. It's made with wheat or with barley and mixed together with other ingredients, you make a Mazinus. It's sort of like a cake. Raka, but if it's watery, it's a very thin consistency. It's not primarily made for a food. It's made for refuah, for medicinal purposes. So its primary function is medicinal. Now, even though it has a good taste, but you would not make a mezainus on it because it's not really a food. You can stir it on Shabbos. This, like we said, it's a watery, liquidy consistency, and it has these different ingredients, so sometimes they settle, so you can stir it on Shabbos. And similarly, you can drink Zesum HaMitzri. You can drink this ingredient, this mixture, which is called Zesum HaMitzri. Now, if you're telling me that when it's thin consistency, it's for refuah, so b'shabas mishore, so refuah b'shabas mishore, is it mutter to take medicine on Shabbos? It's not mutter to take medicine on Shabbos. Amalei Abaye v'adlei tizbra. Don't you also hold that in certain cases, under certain circumstances, you can have refuah on Shabbos? V'hatanan kol oichlim oichol adam l'refuah b'Shabbos. If it's a food, it's a food that people would eat normally, you can eat that on Shabbos, even though it has medicinal properties. V'chol amashkim, in any liquid shaysa, you can drink. So what are you saying? What would somebody looking at this say? He would say that the person is eating it because for the, not for the medicinal properties, but for the benefit of food. And therefore it's mutter here as well, because the people looking will say, well, he's doing it not for medicine. Meaning, the iser on this gzera of all types of refuah on Shabbos is only something that it's muchach, it's clear that it's been done for refuah. But if it's not clear that it's been done for medicinal purposes, even though it might have medicinal benefits, it is mutar on Shabbos. Lishna achrina, a variation of what we just said. Elamaisel chamemar gavel achila kamachavin, that the people looking will say he really wants to eat revu memel kamachavia. They'll acknowledge that there is a medicinal benefit, but they'll say his primary motive is for eating it, for the food. Achinam lachila kamachavin, revu memel kamachavia. Utsricha the Rav, and I need to tell me both these halachas. The imahai have aminu lachil kamachavim ruva melech kahavi. If in the case of Shabbos, I would think You're telling me Lagavi Shabbos, it's mutar because a person will say that the primary function is for food and not for refuah. But here, in our case over here, the person, he knows his motive, he's taking it for refuah. So you might think that since his motive is for benefit or medicine for refuah, so lo levracha leklal, maybe you think he should not make any bracha. Kemash Malan came into Islay Hanomine boy brucha. So Kemash Malan, even though his motive is for refuah, even though the reason he is taking is for refuah, and nevertheless, even a medicine, if it has a good taste, there's a benefit. There's a physical benefit beyond the refuah. It has a good taste. You do make a bracha. The bracha you make is, however, shahakum. The Mishnah continues and says that the bracha that we make on bread is hamoitzi lechem min aretz. Bread has a special bracha. Bread has is nishtana leiluya. It's been processed to a higher form and has a special bracha. So, what is the correct nusach of the bracha? How should it be said? Clearly, the bracha has to be mentioned. It has to reflect the past tense. That we thank Hashem who has brought this bread, has given us bread which was taken from the ground. So the proper connotation has to be the past tense. The question is, what word reflects the past tense? Tan Rabbanan Mahu Oimer, what's the correctness of Habrocha? Ha Moitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. It's with a hey, ha Moitzi. That reflects past tense. Rav Nechemya Oimer, no, Moitzi Lechem Min Haaretz, without a hey. It's moitzi without a hay. Amar Rava b'moitzi. The word moitzi without a hay. Kuli amar loy pligi da apik mashma. Everyone agrees that that is correct. That's appropriate because it's mashma. The connotation is the past. Tachsiv kel moitzi mitzrayim. As Bilam said, Hashem who took them out of Mitzrayim. In the past tense, Hashem took Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim. So everyone agrees that that is correct. Ki pligi b'ha moitzi. Is hay appropriate? Rabbanan savre hamoitzi da'apik masha. Rabbanan say hamoitzi also is correct. It reflects the past. Tichsiv hamoitzi l'chomai mitzura halomish. Because it reflects the past tense that Moshe Rabbeinu said that Hashem took the water from the rock. And he's referring to an event that happened in the past. From the chem yisavar hamoitzi no dimapik mashma. And the Moitzi says, not in the past, it's in the future, that will. Shenemra ha-Moitzi eschem itach silus Mitzrayim. That this was before Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. And it says, ha-Moitzi eschem, who will take you out of Mitzrayim. So the hey is mashma in ha-Moitzi in the future tense. And therefore, he holds, Rav Nechemya holds, it's not appropriate. Rabbanan ho hachi kamer l'kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. No, it also reflects the past. How so? They haven't gone out of Mitzrayim yet. Kad makpina l'chu avdin l'chu mil. So what the meaning is that when I take you out of Mitzrayim, I'll take you out of Mitzrayim. Avdin l'chu mil ki hecha de'adit hodanu daf kita yascha Mitzrayim. I'll make something special for you that you'll realize that I was the one who took you out of Mitzrayim in the past. I took you out of Mitzrayim. So you'll know that I was the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. So they said the hay is also appropriate. Mishtafchon Rabbanu Rav Zera as Bar Rav Zvi, Achvad Rav Shimon Bar Rav Zvi. They praised him, the Adam Godelho. They said he's a great person, Baki Bebrachas, and he's an expert in Brachas. Baki Bebrachas, Amr Lehem, he said to them, so when he comes here, bring him to me, I want to meet him. Zimachana Iklagabe, he came to that region, that town, Optiklo Rifta, and they brought him a piece of bread to eat. Pasak for Amr, Maitzi, and he said the Bracha Maitzi, without a hay. Omar, so he said, Zehu Shaimer loved Adam Gadol, Baki Barachas. This is the person upon whom it said, upon whom they say that he is a Baki Barachas, he's a great person. We don't see any greatness here. This is the person on Gadol Baruch Hu Bishlami Omer Hamaitzi. If he had said Hamaitzi, I would have seen his expertise, because he said Hamaitzi Ashmina Time of Ashmina Nehoksa Rabbanan. I would have said and understood that he's now the time how he's explaining it, the pasuk, interpreting it, and interpreting like the Rabbanan, so that the connotation is in the past, and that Allah is like the Rabbanan. But by saying Maitzi, which everyone agrees to, he's not telling me any Chiddush, and he's not in with this, he's not reflecting any interpretation of the Pasuk, this special interpretation of the Pasuk that the Rabbanan are conveying. So what's the Chiddush? So the E, why did he do it that way? He did it to be Maitzi himself from a plukt. He did not want to be involved in the machloikas over here. He said a lashon that is acceptable to everyone. V'helchasa ha-maitzi lech min ha-aretz, but the halacha is ha-maitzi, the kaim l'karabon adamre da'apik mashma, that we say that it's, we paskin that way, we say like the Rabbanan, and therefore ha-maitzi is also mashma in the past. And Tosfos points out, v'afal pi da-maitzi kol mi'an lo'i pligi da'apik mashma, and v'shalmi mefarish time k'dei sh'lo'i la'arav ha'oisiyas k'goin ha'oilam ha'moitzi. We say ha'moitzi baruch ato Hashem lakenu melech ha'oilam ha'moitzi. Now why should we say ha'moitzi? If everyone agrees to ha'moitzi, l'chura, this would be correct to say ha'moitzi. Why involve ourselves in something where Rav Nechemiah holds it's not correct? So Yerushalmi Tosfos brings down, says we make a point of saying Hamaitzi because we always want to enunciate the words in a way that they're not slurred together, they're not mumbled together, then they're clearly, each word is clearly enunciated. So by saying the hey, it gives a separation. Baruch Ato Hashem Lakenu Melech Ha'olam. Now if we would say Melech Ha'olam Moitzi, the two mems would be together and one might miss out and delete one of the oisiyos of the mem. So we say Melech Ha'olam Ha'moitzi, which separates between the mem of Ha'olam and Moitzi, and therefore we dafka insert the lechem, the ois hay, to separate between the mems, and therefore the bracha on the bread on the lechem is hamaitzi lechem min haaretz.